I'm your host, Anthony Giorgio, and you're listening to another episode of QT, Queer Teen Podcast, showcasing and encouraging the next generation of queer youth from across the world to stand up for what's right. So I'm going to let the fellows that I'm talking with today introduce themselves and explain a little bit as to why I'm sitting in their awesome house in Asbury Park, New Jersey. And it has to do with lots of rainbows and a game. And one of you can start or both of you can start. It doesn't matter to me.
Well, I'll start. My name is Martin Swenger. I'm a musician. I've been a musician all of my life. But that has little to do with our product here. So I'll let Brian tell you about why we're all here together.
Sure. I've been doing community organizing and volunteer work for all kinds of LGBTIQA newspapers and community groups for the last 40 years in urban and rural areas. My background is in psychology, but industrial psychology, which is like efficiency and how to create products or workspaces that are both safe, fun, productive, satisfying, and profitable. So one of the things I did was I was a chapter leader for GLSEN in Southern Maine, Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network. And after several years working with GLSEN, I realized that they had many expensive resources, but none of them were really especially good or compelling. We did diversity trainings and trainings for educators and lunch ladies so they would understand gender diversity and sexual diversity. But there was nothing that was really, really a fun experience that didn't make you feel like you were being battered over the head with too much information. And finally, I decided that after running support groups in rural and urban areas for 40 years with people of all ages. I've worked also with SAGE for the elder population. I watched the life cycle of gay straight alliances or gender and sexualities alliances where people would have the desire and the motivation and the inspiration to create a safe space for the queer community. They would find sympathetic advisors in their schools. They would challenge the school principals and superintendents to get permission to have a GSA, and then they would open shop, and they might get five or six people at a meeting, and they think, oh, this is a great start. Let's do better programming. Let's spend more money. Let's have better food. Let's put up more signs. And then when the number of attendees doesn't grow, the organizers start to wonder what they're doing wrong. And they think they need to just do it bigger and better to get more people. What they don't get is that the people who need to be there already are. So then the organizers, after investing so much courage and leadership, begin to feel unappreciated. And they burn out and give up. I hate that. So I thought if only they had a really compelling, engaging, super fun game activity, they could learn about LGBT culture and history, all the stuff that we don't get taught because people either didn't know about it or it was deliberately erased from history. And more importantly than that, finding our own place in the community. So one of the issues I always had, because as a psychologist, I play with words a lot, and I think that when we talk about gay pride, I always wonder how many people at gay pride events are actually proud of being gay when they attend? Mm-hmm. Or are they exhibiting gay courage? And I think most people get to the point where they are feeling more gay courage than gay pride. Because most of us come from a place that has not been affirming. We've been told we're going to burn in hell. God won't love us. We should expect to be disowned from anyone who's ever, you know, been close to us in our lives. And it's hard to feel proud of that. So pride comes from knowing who you are and who your people are. With a game like this, there's so much information about the leaders, the heroes, the innovators, the saviors of civilization who were bisexual, lesbian, gay or transgender or non-binary. So when we learn about these people, we can develop authentic ingredients to have pride. So in the game, we learn about the people who have come before us.
What's the name of the game? Say it like a bunch of times so everyone knows.
Rainbow Quest, Rainbow Quest, Rainbow Quest. It's the journey of your LGBTIQA lifetime.
I love it.
Thank you.
That's so cool. I mean, no one has this. I'm correct, right?
Nobody has it. A few people have prototypes. For example, the Garden State Equality Office wouldn't give back the prototype I lent them several years ago because they like it so much.
Okay.
So to describe the board, this is Martin. To describe the board, what you got is a series of colored flags, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, pink, rainbow flags, and then there's a black and white one. And each
that
of them,
symbolizes the closet with a lock and key.
I see that.
When you land on that one, you have to share some kind of coming out story.
Cool.
Yeah. Now, there are some games that are available that do show, like they have something cute, like, oh, we're all going to have to start in the closet and then come out. In this game, to be closer to real life, you can land in the closet many times. Because in real life, you don't just come out once and then you're done with it. You come out and you might have to go back in when it's not as safe and then come back out again when it is. If you land on the rainbow flag, then you get to choose whichever of the seven challenges you feel like taking on. Some of them are a little bit scarier than others. Some of them are more challenging. Some are rather simple, like with Unpinkable, it's you pick a card that's designated by the flying pig.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, when pigs fly.
For example, if you get Unpinkable, the card reads, you live next door to people who are very loud, and you often overhear them making queer jokes. They lose their lease, and a lovely same-sex couple moves in. Advance to the next rainbow space. So sometimes it's situations of luck, and sometimes it's situation of having made good or bad choices that you find out whether you move forward or back.
But I included that because in the work I've done with the community, so many people end up seeking social support because they lack social skills. Well, Anthony, I'm a psychologist. I think I mentioned that, Brian Kaufman. I'm a psychologist with lots of years of experience doing community work. And so for many, I've just heard so many stories in the support groups about, oh, I don't know why I can't, continue dating people. And I say, well, how did your date go? Well, I spent the first 45 minutes talking about how bad my ex was. So in Unpinkable, it's like you spend the first 45 minutes of your really hot date talking about how your ex was so mean to you. Move back 10 spaces.
Yeah, that's not going to work for you.
Or you make sure to make eye contact.
That person, I'm sure, will run and be like, okay, we got to end this date now. Thanks.
Yeah.
Right.
So that Unpinkable has, teaches some social skills.
So that's the way this game does. It really helps make you aware of what's coming in your life.
But because people have different ways of processing information and learning and communicating, I designed the game so it does give everyone a chance to find or even discover something that they're good at.
Do you want to play the game?
Sure.
All right, hold on. I'm going to do this so we can all play it so I don't have to hold this.
All right.
This is exciting. Uh-huh. Anthony, what color would you like to be? Pick
pink.
One of the beautiful colors.
I didn't even have to think about it.
You will be pink.
It's my favorite color.
Who do you want to be?
Oh, I'll be the yellow one.
That yellow one?
Sure.
Okay. And I'll be red.
Okay.
Nice. All right.
Okay. Anthony, do you want to go first?
Sure.
Or do you want us to go first? So
you go first and then we'll, actually you do that. That's perfect.
Okay. I hope I don't get anxious by a challenge that I'm not ready for. I rolled a 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Uh-oh. I landed on red. I have to draw something.
Oh, boy.
And the way this works, Anthony, whoever guesses what I'm drawing will get to move ahead one. So even though you haven't started yet, if you guess what I'm drawing, you will advance onto the next space. So I will pull the first card behind the red divider. Martin is about to set the 90-second timer. And now I have to draw something, and I hope you will get it.
Okay.
Let's see.
Wait a minute. A boot?
A can.
Boots are made for...
Is it a leather boot?
Boot times
boots.
Two boots.
Boots.
Boot suit. Boot.
What is that?
Boots fishing.
Boots.
Boots.
Boots. And
boots.
Cannon.
Cannon. Boots.
Boots and cannon.
Boots cannon.
Boots. Boots Canon. I can't figure out what the middle part is.
It's historical, Boots, Canon, it seems like.
Yeah.
Boots
Canon.
Oh, God. Yeah,
what in the world is that?
Sorry.
Boot Canon.
Wait, hold on. Okay. Boots time to. Boots Canon. Boots Canon.
Well, you can't put words.
Boots can kick.
A person.
Stiletto boots.
It's not boots and saddle.
Oh, yeah, boots and saddle. That would be a good guess, though.
Yeah.
I'll keep going.
Famous bar.
Yeah.
I'm about out of time now. I'll just announce that rather than try to draw anymore because I'm about out of ideas.
Okay.
So I have to stay on that red space because I did not have anyone guess what I was drawing. You got the boot part, but it was combat boots. And the reason, and I was trying to draw cannons and machine guns in a tank. And in the 1970s, Gay Men adopted many fashion statements that added a look of hyper-masculinity to offset the popular idea that all gay men were feminine. So combat boots were part of the clone look. And I was starting to try to draw a clone, and then I kind of gave up.
UFO was going to be one of my guesses. Yeah. And then this, I thought you were putting her in like big old stilettos. I was like, well, yeah.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, drawing is not my strong point.
That's but okay.
Yeah, I might be better at something else.
So you give it the chance.
And now we know why combat boots are even in the game.
Yeah.
You know, what's queer about that? Plenty.
What do they mean? I'm yelling, 1, 2. Oh, you have to read me a multiple choice question.
No, this is a quote.
Oh, this is a quote. Okay.
Listen, you can quote me. Okay, the only kind of gay people I find attractive are those bordering on transvestite.
Wow, okay. Transvestite.
Was that Loretta Swit, the actress, or Donald Sutherland, actor?
Ah, the only ones I find attractive are transvestite, meaning basically men dressing as women. So I'm going to guess it's Donald Sutherland.
That is correct.
Yay!
That very good. Very interesting.
Okay. So I
and good analysis of the question there.
All right, you're up, Anthony.
All right.
Whoa.
Five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, uh-huh. You got it.
Okay, this is called You Think You Know Me. Actually, we used to call this Crystal Ball, Make a Prediction, but too many people during our testing and development said it reminded them too much of crystal meth. So we changed it to...
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so You Think You Know Me. Now, so this is a question you could read out loud, and you write down
your answer,
and then we will try to guess how we think you would answer it. If any of us guess correctly, then you get to move ahead, and so would whoever guesses correctly.
Okay, what's it say?
You have not come out to your parents. You are now in a serious relationship. Do you tell your parents that the person you are living with is your partner?
Ah, so you write down your answer. I think you're a pretty outgoing person, probably hard to contain. I'm guessing that you would probably tell your parents who this person is. If you've not come out, you'll use it as an opportunity to come out. What do you think, Bri?
I think he's outgoing with an emphasis on the out. And even though it says he's not out, I agree. I think it would be a great opportunity to just clear the air and come out.
All right. What was your answer?
Ding, ding, ding. Yes.
Okay. So what that means is on your next turn, you roll again, and we each get to move forward one.
Cool.
Because we both guessed the same as you did.
Ah.
That brings us back around to Brian's turn.
Okay, and because I didn't get my drawing one correct,
right.
I did move ahead one, so now I'm off the drawing, and now I get what I think is easier, which is the quote, because it's going to be 50-50.
Oh,
so, Anthony, would you read me the first orange card behind the divider?
Yeah.
What's behind the divider? There you go. Or any of them,
All right. That's what I got. All right. You can quote me, homosexuals should be treated with the utmost clemency and mercy, not because they deserve legal rights, but rather because the poor dears are more temporarily out of their wits than a real criminal.
Who are my choices?
Empress Catherine II, the Great, or Voltaire, French philosopher?
Wow. I'm going to say Voltaire.
No.
Oh, aww. But this isn't fair. I developed this game, and
I was like, wait a minute.
Anything
didn't
right.
You write this game? but I've never heard of Empress Catherine II the Great. That's cool.
Oh, well.
Well, her quote, but whatever.
So it was clearly a long time ago, and homosexuality was already being discussed.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, that's what's... Have you guys been to Berlin? Germany ever?
No.
You should... With this, with the idea of this and what you do, because of the work that you do, go to Berlin and take the LGBT walking tour.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, they were way ahead of everybody in the world.
Wow.
Until great. Hitler moved in.
Well, yeah, after we successfully get our Kickstarter to, you know, manufacture the game, then we'll have leftover money to go to Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, everything goes into the game.
Because
that's my life mission. I want to retire with a clear conscience. And I won't live forever. I can't save lives one at a time anymore. I have to be able to mass produce this game.
Now,
yeah.
I had landed on Orange. Did I get it right? I don't remember.
You did.
Yeah, okay. So even though I'm now on yellow, I get to move ahead.
Yeah.
Roll and move ahead. Okay, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yay.
Oh, boy, I'm in Pictionary and have to draw a picture.
What's up? Pictionary. It's freehand.
Well, it's freehand. Thank you.
Because I guess you can't call it Pictionary.
We can.
So just scrap that. We're not saying that's what it is. What's it
yeah.
called? What do you call it?
We call it freehand.
Freehand.
Freehand. Let me have the pad of paper or a pad of paper.
Oh.
Sorry.
Here.
Yeah, okay. Thanks. Thank you. Here's the timer. And flip it over. Okay.
Right. Sunshine. A lake.
Cloudy.
Cloudy.
Raining.
It's raining men.
It's raining men.
Whoa.
Yay!
I'm, you know, looking at this drawing of like a blob with hair coming out of it. The fact that you guessed it's raining men, I think, is remarkable. I would say, like, you know, bread, penicillin on bread or something.
Well, yeah.
But what it says here is that gay icons Diana Ross, Donna Summer, Cher, and Barbara Streisand all turned down Paul Jabara and Paul Schaefer's song before the Weather Girls snatched it up. Diana Ross didn't do it. Donna Summer, all these great artists wouldn't pick it up. And then the Weather Girls picked it up and made a universal hit out of that song.
And still making it.
And still making money on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, Anthony, it's all about you.
Whoa.
Whoa.
One.
Where's my...
And you're pink. Oh, so you're on Unpinkable now.
Cool.
Unpinkable.
The game is on a... what's
Lazy
name?
Susan.
Lazy Susan, that'd be a great addition.
if we can afford it.
Right. Pink?
That'd be the luxe version. Yeah, the first pink card. Unpinkable.
All right. It says, it's unpinkable. I have to read it out loud. You have been invited to your niece's college graduation party, but because you are transgendered, you've been warned to dress normally. That is rude. I have to move back 3 spaces.
Aww,
oh,
dead gum. Well, it doesn't say whether you did it or not.
True.
Just rude that you were asked.
So I go back 3 spaces.
To compromise your authenticity.
Yeah. Well, not very nice people. But that happens.
Yeah. It does happen.
It does happen.
And you still get to roll when your turn comes around.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so let's see. I did not get my last.
It's interesting the way that makes you feel. I know it's, you know, like, because it happens in the real world. We know that. You know, unfortunately, it's not happened to me with my family, but I can't imagine, like, you have to come and look like you're normal. Like, someone saying that to somebody is so painful.
It's painful, but these are the families that we deal with, especially the extended. Your parents may love you for who you are, but that doesn't guarantee your aunts and uncles and cousins will appreciate it, especially when it's their public event. They are representing their family to their friends.
And that's just a card that made me feel some kind of way.
Yeah.
And that's just a card.
Yeah.
You know.
Again, part of the game helps develop empathy. Because there are so many people who are blessed with very loving, affirming environments and families, and so many others that really face an uphill struggle every day. And it's easy to lose sight of who our brothers and sisters and non-binary siblings are in the bigger picture.
All right, here's your, you can quote me. It is about a socialistic anti-family political movement that encourages women to leave their husbands, kill their children, practice witchcraft, destroy capitalism, and become lesbians.
Hmm.
Was it Michelle Bachmann, a current congresswoman, or Pat Robertson, a TV evangelist?
I'm
going to say Pat.
I'm going to say Pat Robertson.
Bing, bing, bing!
Hey, you get it right.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Sounds like it. Sounds about right.
So, in your turn, you get to move forward again.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Yep.
Nine.
Am I going this direction?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Follow the
one,
arrows.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Oh, you're in the closet.
I was the baby of the family. I've got an older brother and an older sister. I came out to my brother and sister first, just feeling more comfortable with them. They both told me Mom could probably handle it, but Dad probably couldn't. So don't tell Mom, because she'll have to tell Dad, and he'll be upset.
When did you come out? What year? Is that okay, Matt?
Well, this is 21 years old. I was older before I came out. I had to, of course, go away to college and then end up moving to Atlanta, a much bigger city, where I felt comfortable coming out there. And that's when I came out to my brother and sister. So they said, don't tell them. And then I moved on with my life and just didn't say anything to them. But my older brother had been in the service and came back to live at home for a while. And he got drunk one night and told my parents that I was gay. And he used it as a weapon instead of what I wanted to do was sharing this is who I am. So that coming out story, he did it for me. Mm-hmm. And it was, I resented that. But of course, I'm very lucky that my parents were very accepting of the whole thing. I'm alive today to tell about it.
Yeah.
And that was back at a time when you could be institutionalized for being gay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep. There you go, Anthony. It's your turn.
Wants to keep going off the board.
Ah.
All right.
You are just that kind of person.
Three, four, five. I am.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
You get rainbow choice. You can
choose any of these activities.
I'll do freehand because I haven't done that.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right. Oh, okay. Cool.
Ready?
Yep.
There you go. A triangle. Pink triangle?
There you go.
All right. Hey, that wasn't too bad at all.
But the pink triangle, it's funny, I just talked about Berlin. It's no accident.
Mm-hmm.
In Nazi Germany, homosexuals were forced to wear a pink triangle with the point facing down. Adopted as a symbol for gay rights in the 1970s, an upward-pointing one was used as the logo for ACT UP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Great. Funny how even in adversity, we've learned to turn that around, turn it on its ear.
Absolutely. That's why I named the podcast Queer Teen Podcast, because I often talked about the word queer and what does that actually mean for people. And, I'm taking it back personally. And a lot of people, it seems that they are, even kids. They're like, no, mm-hmm. I consider myself queer.
Aren't they? I've met a lot of older people who do not like that term,
yeah.
Even though they are our family.
Sure.
But they just don't like the word because it's still,
absolutely.
It still makes their shoulders tighten up when the word comes out.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I mean, Queer Quest would have been a catchy name for the game, but I knew it wouldn't go over. So Rainbow Quest would be even better.
That's good, too, because that's everything as well.
All right, Brian. Okay.
And that was pretty amazing. So you drew a triangle in black with black ink on white paper, and we still guessed pink triangle. Pretty cool. Again, this game is like entering another parallel universe where magical things can happen.
Yeah.
So I rolled an 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, this is called Just Between Us. Let's see. Did I ever participate in some way in a school GSA, Gender and Sexualities Alliance, as an advisor, organizer, or member? Yes, I was an advisor to several civil rights teams, and which were kind of like another code for Gay Straight Alliance. So yes, I did, and I was also a chapter leader for GLSEN.
Okay.
A Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network.
And the school, you ran it in the school?
No, I didn't run it, but I was in, the teachers in the schools would have GLSEN volunteers come and help hook them up with resources and help plan programming and get guest speakers and things like that, because the teachers were already doing extra work on their own time for very little props. It was always uphill for them. So any time that outside people could come in and help support their effort, that was what we liked to do.
And they call GSAs what now?
Some people
call it this.
Gender and Sexualities Alliances.
Right.
Because, gay and straight just isn't enough anymore with so many other kinds of people that need inclusion, affirmation, engagement, then support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we keep adding letters. And a lot of people joke about that, the idea that there's so many letters now.
It's an alphabet.
I've heard some groups that just simply refer to it as rainbow instead and leave out the letters.
Mm-hmm.
But people want to be included. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we've ended up with this long list of letters to represent everybody
and
much
flags.
As we can.
Lots of flags.
And as a shout out to one of my former students,
totally
Kenneth,
who cares?
He started his own GSA at a school on the coast down East Maine, and they named it the Letters Community. Just to avoid the whole long acronym.
Mm-hmm.
I know, and it's very
that's
successful.
Really cute.
They
yeah,
played Rainbow
that.
Quest.
The Letters Community.
Yes.
All right. Let's see. One, and I'm the yellow one. I move into, here we go. I've got to draw a picture.
Here we go.
Didn't I do that already?
You did.
Yes. Okay.
I like this one, though.
I love saving the drawings. You end up with such a strange collection.
I bet.
This is going to be challenging. Okay. You got the timer?
I got it.
Oh. Boom. Right. Right there.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see how to do this.
Okay. A person, a man.
A clone.
A gay man. He has a mustache.
Mm-hmm.
He's carrying a woman's. He has a tattoo of a woman's symbol on his arm.
That's a child.
He's transgender. He loves transgender people.
Mm.
He loves women. He's heterosexual.
Wait a minute.
How'd he get in the game?
Hey, get out of here.
He's holding up a microphone. It's a drag queen. It's a drag king.
Drag king.
Ah, you're kidding.
Nice.
Whoa. I see the microphone, and it's like, okay, it has to be someone doing drag.
Okay, I should have drawn a crown on top of it.
There you
that
go.
Would have done it.
That would have been the...
Okay, so I get to move ahead
the drag
one.
King. Love it.
And I'll get to move next time because you got it right.
All right.
Hey.
So we're back to...
All right.
Oh, wait a second. I need to move that there. Okay. And then it'll rotate.
Ooh. All right.
Three. One, two, three.
Okay, right. Now you get a, you can quote me. And these are nice quotes. It is 50-50. All right. If God dislikes gays so much, how come he picked Michelangelo, a known homosexual, to paint the Sistine Chapel while assigning Anita Bryant to go on TV and push oranges? Was that Anna Quindlen, columnist, or Mike Royko, columnist?
I know those people, so I'm going to say Mike.
That is correct.
Yay!
And at first, we need a Bryant from the 70s, who was the Florida orange juice spokesperson who led a lot of anti-gay
she
efforts.
She got the pie in the face.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she and people boycotted orange juice for a couple of years until she... was canned.
She was famous for singing God Bless America. She was a Miss America pageant contestant.
And winner. Yeah.
But just went on a crusade against gay people.
Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she got a pie in the face.
And she got pie
That's
in
right.
the face.
Google it or YouTube it.
Yeah.
You can see it.
And we've seen kids sitting there with their phones looking stuff up while the game is being played. We encourage it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just landed, I rolled an 11, and I just landed on the colorful, better world.
Which
means... also rainbowy gay. So that means you, the other players, have to choose what the challenge is that I need to accomplish. And if I don't meet the challenge, then I have to go back 11 spaces.
Freehand.
Really?
Oh, that was easy. I was going to...
Oh, which one's harder?
I was gonna say charades. It's one we
oh, there's charade? Then do it. Charades.
Yeah, charades.
We haven't done it.
All
right. Charades
All
are good.
Right.
I know. He's just...
Okay, now stop covering my mouth because you're recording this for the radio, so I'll be mature. Oh, but this is one of my biggest fears.
Good.
Okay, good.
Oh,
conquer all.
Yes, right. We
okay.
love you.
Okay.
Win or lose, we love you.
But we would like to win. Just kidding.
All right.
All right. Movie.
It's a movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Six words.
Six words.
Aye, aye. Okay.
First word is a tiny word.
Tiny.
A. Ba, 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 ba.
Second
word. Part of the word. First syllable. First syllable. One.
One.
A one something something. A one walk.
A one float. A one.
A one move. A one walk. A one. One walk. A one move.
It's a gay movie, right?
Second word. Walk. A walk. A walk. Third word.
The small word.
Small.
A walk to.
Put in. In. Together.
On. A walk on.
A walk on.
A walk on the wild side.
Thank you.
Oh, I won.
Oh, my goodness.
What's a walk on the wild side?
I did a charade.
The movie, A Walk on the Wild Side, 1962, is
Barbara
a film Stanwyck. Legend Barbara Stanwyck portrayed a lesbian madam, which was a daring role for an actress of her stature.
Okay, cool. A walk on the wild side.
One of the things I really love about this.
Oh, so you won. He won. Yay.
Even though I created the game, I did not get several of these right early on. I still ended up winning. Mm-hmm, and that was a miracle because I'm really not very good at charades. Mm-hmm.
What's also fun, we played this with straight people in the group, with multi-generational people. Straight people have won. Kids may win over adults who you'd think would know more just because the way it plays out. And you're learning all these great details and history along the way.
All right, so where can you get this game?
We are launching our Kickstarter on June 1st. And if you can pre-order the game through the Kickstarter, and if you do, then you get free shipping on the game.
Tell us what the Kickstarter is called and where you can find it.
You can, if you go to Kickstarter.com and look up Rainbow Quest, it'll take you right to our page. Mm-hmm. And you can see all the different levels of support. People can order or pre-order a game for themselves. They can sponsor a game for a library or school or Gay Straight Alliance.
Oh, cool.
They can order one for a community center, nursing home, gay gaming meetup. There's so many of those where LGBTIQA people get together to play board games. They don't have any queer ones.
No.
So, I mean, I just love being able to bring this to those groups. So, there are many different levels of support. If you know wealthy people, if anyone at all listening knows how to get in touch with Ellen DeGeneres, one check from that woman, and we can have one of these in every school that needs it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So please reach out, spread the word, please help make this happen. We would love for this game to be available, to be in the hands of schools and libraries by September, when school begins next year.
Mm-hmm.
We have a domestic manufacturer that's eco-friendly and can produce the game in 30 days once we meet our Kickstarter goal.
Once we meet the goal. But that's not the only way to find out about it. You can look up www.rainbowquest.net, and that will lead you to our website. Or you can go to facebook.com and look up Rainbow Quest Game, and that brings you to our page on Facebook.
And
you
can please like us.
And you can like us. You can share us with your friends, share us with anybody you know, because that will help us with our fundraiser. Just getting the word out there, raising awareness of it, is a huge part of getting this out to the world. We'd love to be able to send it out right now to people. We could have sold 100 copies yesterday.
Right.
But we've got to raise the money to manufacture them.
What's your goal?
The goal?
The fundraising goal?
Yeah.
Right now, the fundraising goal is a pretty modest $50,000.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that would give us a production run that would make the games affordable for per unit. And then, after we sell that first run, then we'll go and maybe have a professional board game designer redesign the look of the game. I confess I did this all on Microsoft Word.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have all the migraines to prove it.
Yeah, that's where Howie went bald, was trying to pull all that together.
I would often stay up for 48 to 72 hours at a time to do the next revisions. Because we spent about 10 years getting feedback from the Emerson College Game Testing Lab, the Festival of Indie Games at MIT, and every time we'd get feedback, I would go home and redesign the instructions and the board. And I'm so excited that the manufacturer has assured me that they will be able to recreate the rainbonium effect, the glittery effect that borders the game, and they'll be able to replicate the shiny rainbow rhinestone effect on the cover.
I love it. Well,
and every game comes with a pencil sharpener, pencils, pads of paper, everything that a GSA might need. Because so many times, a Gay Straight Alliance is told you can meet after school here, but don't you touch anything in the supply cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want there to be any excuse for people not to be able to enjoy and experience the game. And it's just amazing. Everyone who gets better, I mean, everyone who plays the game gets better. It's like a power tool for the It Gets Better project.
Well, thank you so much for this. This is awesome.
Anthony, thank you.
All the information will be on the channel for how you listen to the podcast. They'll know who you are. And just keep an eye out, folks. Donate to their cause, Rainbow Quest. Thank you so much. And thank you for listening to another episode of QT, Queer Teen Podcast, showcasing and encouraging the next generation of queer youth from across the world to stand up for what's right.